protecting endangered species. Stories from Czech zoos.
The beginnings of Ostrava Zoo date back to the 1950s, but it was decades before the humble project developed into the modern zoological garden that it has become today. In 2004, the zoo joined the World Association of Zoos and Aquariums, and financial investment from the city of Ostrava ushered in a phase of rapid development. Today, Ostrava Zoo is not only an animal park, but also a thriving botanical garden. It is home to over 6,000 animals from 451 animal species. Around one-third of these species are classified as threatened and appear on the International Union of Conservation of Nature Red List. Seven are extinct in the wild. František Přibrský, head of the zoo's in-situ conservation department, explains the broad scope of the zoo's activities.
I'm the head of the in-situ conservation department, and our goal is to support, choose and develop the in-situ conservation project all around the world, and that's my work. But in the conservation in general, the Ostrava Zoo is doing much more. It's, for example, next to supporting the projects all around the world financially or by the time of the staff, we are, for example, breeding the endangered animals and providing them for reintroduction back to the wild. So there is more than 800 animals that we already provided to be released back to the wild. Next to this, we do a lot of education projects, science, and that's what the Ostrava Zoo do.
Can you mention some of the animals that Ostrava Zoo is helping to save? Maybe we should first explain, if you would explain the difference between in-situ projects and ex-situ.
Yeah, so the in-situ is protecting or somehow the focusing on the animals that live in the place where they are coming from. So, for example, Kukang program is focusing on conservation of the lorises in Sumatra because they are from Sumatra. There are other animals, for example, the Raccoon langurs, one of the 25 most endangered primate, which is living in the Vietnam. So we support the project protecting them in the Vietnam. Another is the one that is saving the antelopes derby in the Senegal and different projects. And so this in situ, it means that we are helping them right in the nature. Ex situ, it's out of the nature. So it's, for example, conservation breeding. So if in the zoo we breed tigers or pigeons, then it's breeding ex situ out of their original habitat. So the zoo is protecting some animals by the breeding and some animals in the nature. For example, in the nature, next to the Delacour langurs, we protect in the Vietnam Tomkins snoop-nosed nankies, which also super endangered animals. Then we protect Sunda pangolins in Indonesia. Then songbird species from Indonesia. There is, for example, Hylnia smaina, which is one of the most endangered minor species in the world. Then Guday fish from the Mexico, for example, is the fish which were extinct in the Mexico, and now the universities together with the zoos and the scientists are releasing them back to the Mexican rivers. So we are also helping with this project. Then yellow cardinal, that's the bird species from Argentina, and we are helping them with an organization called Tamaiken. That's also helping the animals from wildlife trade with rehabilitation and releasing back to the wild. And for example, we are also helping the corals in the Philippines. So that's NGO called Vesna Panglao Conservation, and this NGO is restoring and protecting the coral reefs. The corals are also animals, so it counts. So that's the few that we protect in the nature. And by the breeding, in the zoo we have a big group of the primates which are well bred in the zoo. So for example,
chimpanzees,
silver langurs, the Dianin monkeys, I hope I'm saying it well, the chimpanzees, yeah, and there is also few species which we are providing for releasing back to the wild. One of the most successful project is the beavered vulture reintroduction project in the Alps in the Europe. Then, for example, we are providing northern belted ibis to Spain for releasing. And we, for example, provided lynx to release for releasing back in the Slovakia in the past.
In addition to its own breeding successes, Ostrava Zoo plays a role in coordinating international conservation efforts. Right now, its specialists coordinate the European Endangered Species Programme for chimpanzees, as well as for life-bearing fish from the family of Poecilidae. Jana Pluháčková is chief zoologist at Ostrava Zoo and presently also coordinator of the European Programme for Chimpanzees, an ex situ programme managed by the European Association of Zoos and Aquaria. She explains what her duties and responsibilities are.
Well, I became the EB coordinator 5 years ago, and my responsibility is, in fact, to look after the captive population of the chimpanzees within the EASA, which is European Association of Zoos and Aquariums. Of course, I'm not the only person doing that. That would be too much for one person. So I have two great vice coordinators, one assistant, and a whole species committee, which are colleagues from different zoos that, in fact, are like our board of trustees. So whatever decision we make, we need their approval or their opinion if that transfer is approved and they agree with that. So the fact is that we are recommending transfers of individuals, but we also give advice on the behavioral issues if they are in the group. If new facility is going to be built, we are responsible for checking the safety of the building and of course suitability from a welfare point of view. So we are all of that.
At Ostrava Zoo, Jana Pluháčková's primary concern is the zoo's own chimpanzee pavilion. She takes us around, points out individual members, and explains the hierarchy and social workings of the group.
We have 10 chimpanzees at the moment, 2 adult males, 5 females and 3 young males from age 2 to 5. So these are going to stay in our group and will create the basic of our next breeding group. That is the way that chimpanzees live in multi-male, multi-female groups, with males staying and the females, young females migrating and changing within the groups. That is the natural way. Our group is a bit special because our 2 males come from a quite difficult background and their history is not so optimistic. One of them comes from a bachelor group in France, and unfortunately he doesn't know how to mate. He would like to, but he doesn't have that skill. And the second one comes even from the private breeder, so his situation was even more complicated because when he arrived he basically didn't know how to build a nest or what the vegetable is. He was looking for spaghetti and toilet. So it was work done by one of the Italian zoos that he was designed before he arrived here, destinated before he arrived here, and these colleagues helped us to socialize him a bit, and the rest of the socialization took place here in Ostrava, and luckily now he is able to mate and he is part of the group, so everything works fine. One male is the leader, the alpha male, and the second one is breeding one, so everything works fine.
The EEP aims to conserve viable captive populations of specific subspecies by managing breeding and population health to minimize inbreeding and maintain genetic diversity. Jana Pluháčková explains how she makes decisions regarding the distribution of individual chimpanzees in European zoos.
It's a not very complicated process, but of course it is influenced by several aspects. One of the very first ones is the genetic one. That means if the animal is already overrepresented in the population, if she or he is related to the group coming in, the inbreeding coefficient of that potential offspring is going to be, and if we need offspring from this combination. So this is the genetic part, but then we are also very cautious about the psychological part, because chimpanzees are very social animals, and the aspect of being introduced to a new group is very complicated. Well, not complicated if you know what you're doing. It needs your attention. So the thing that we are talking about is firstly if the individual is mature enough to leave the natal group, and also if the receiving group is suitable for new incomers, if the animal with its character is going to fit into the group and he's going to be well accepted, or if there will be some difficulties. If it concerns young female, we also pay attention to her, to the fact if she has got some breeding experience, not her own, but if she could witness breeding in her natal group, or if there is a necessity to bring her to group where she can get some know-how on that topic, and only then and afterwards we let her breed. So there are several aspects. Of course, each facility has got its limits, so that's why we need to respect it. I think that our facility is big enough for like 15 chimpanzees, not more. What we would like to do within the EEP as a rule is that the minimum a group should be 3.5. That means three adult males, five adult females, and their young, which we think is the normal social unit that is fine. I mean, the smallest one, of course, but it should be the minimum.
With its in situ and ex situ programs, Ostrava Zoo is making a significant contribution to the preservation of genetic diversity and the long-term survival of species under threat. I asked František Přibrský, head of the zoo's in situ conservation department, what he considers to be Ostrava Zoo's biggest success in recent years.
I think it's in general how the zoo changed during the last 20 years, because I'm not from Ostrava actually, so I'm not saying it because I'm super Ostrava patriot, but everyone who visited the Ostrava 20 years ago and visited now, they say that it's totally different zoo. And from all the point of the view, how it looks like, that it's not only the zoo, but it's also botanic park. From the point of how, what is the approach to animal breeding, for example, that it's very professional. We don't cuddle the animals, we don't take the babies from their mothers because it's not natural. We have big natural group of the primates and we let them to live how they live in the nature with pluses and minuses. And so the breeding is perfect, the area is perfect, and also the support of the conservation in situ is growing. And I think that this zoo is one of the best in Czech Republic, but not only, also in the Europe, from all different point of view. And I think this is the bigger success, not only one thing, but how the zoo changed during last 20-30 years is amazing. Mm-hmm.